Gravitational Waves from Long Gamma Ray Bursts and Supernovae, by Gerardo Urrutia et al. Gamma ray bursts, GRBs, are produced during the propagation of ultra-relativistic jets. While our understanding of these jets have improved notably during the last decades, it is currently impossible to study directly the jet close to the central source, due to the high opacity of the medium. In this paper, we present numerical simulations of relativistic jets propagating through a massive, stripped envelope star associated to long GRBs, breaking out of the star and accelerating into the circumstellar medium. We compute the resulting gravitational wave, GW, signal, showing that several key parameters of the jet propagation can be directly determined by the associated GW signal. The signal presents two peaks, the first one corresponding to the jet duration, while the second one corresponding to the end of the acceleration phase. Depending on the observer location, with respect to the jet axis, this peak corresponds to the breakout time for observer located close to the jet axis, which in turn depends on the stellar size, or to much larger times, corresponding to the end of the acceleration phase, for off-axis observers. We also show that the slope of the GW signal before and around the first peak tracks the jet luminosity history and the structure of the progenitor star. The amplitude of the GW signal is H plus D, approximately hundreds to several thousands. Although this signal, for extragalactic sources, is outside the range of detectability of current GW detectors, it can be detected by future detectors as BBO, DECIGO and ALIA. Our results illustrate that future detections of GW associated to GRB jets will represent a revolution in our understanding of this phenomenon. This was Gravitational Waves from Long Gamma Ray Bursts and Supernovae, by Gerardo Urrutia et al.